helping you find the right tax professional and avoid the latest scams. This is Taxpayer Beware, presented by the California Tax Education Council.
Sometimes even when you do everything right, file on time, pay your taxes, unexpected problems can still pop up. So what should you do if you're suddenly facing a tax issue? Today we're joined by the ultimate expert, Angela Jones, the taxpayer advocate for the California Franchise Tax Board. She's here to walk us through what to do next and how our office can help. Angela, thank you so much for being here today. To kick things off, I know taxpayers come to you with all kinds of questions and concerns. Can you share a bit about the issues your office handles and how you're able to help?
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the warm introduction. You're right. Taxes can be stressful, and taxpayers are often wondering, what do I do next? And my office is here to help. However, Franchise Tax Board has several options before a person needs to come to my office for assistance. My role, in a nutshell, is to ensure taxpayer rights are not violated and that Franchise Tax Board is administering the law correctly, and that you are receiving fair and equitable treatment. So we ask that you go through normal channels first, and if FTB's normal channels are unsuccessful, my team is here to help.
Thank you so much, Angela. Are there any like typical issues or any stories or situations that you can share that you help with?
Sure. Usually we help with taxpayers who may be down on their luck, such as someone who's experiencing a job loss, homelessness, a divorce. And my team can often help with navigating paying their tax obligations and make that blow just a little bit softer and more manageable. Franchise Tax Board does have an installment agreement process, and oftentimes, my team can help stretch that obligation out to anywhere from 3 to 5 years to make that payment a little bit more manageable so that the taxpayer's able to manage their finances, they're able to make that rent obligation, put food on the table, put gas in the car. So those are the most rewarding things that my team helps with. Other things are helping tax professionals and business entities. A lot of times business entities will get themselves in a situation where they're not in compliance, and my team can assist with making sure that their businesses are revived. California businesses are the backbone of the economy, so we want to ensure and help them be in compliance so that they can stay in business.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. I think there's such a huge misconception that there's nothing that can be done when someone's, you know, experiencing like a hardship or something that's going on. And the worst thing they can do is ignore it. And so it's so great that you're here to talk today to share some of the resources and some of the things that you can do to help. So thank you so much for that. What are some things that you can't do?
Some of the things that my office can't help with is we are not your first stop. Oftentimes, people want to just bypass the normal process and come directly to the advocate's office. My team will nudge you back into our normal channels. My team is a very small team, and we do not have the capacity to service all California taxpayers. So those normal channels are in place for a reason. But my team is here to help if you've gone through the normal channels and you still need additional assistance. The other thing that we cannot assist with is identity theft. We have a team in place for identity theft. We can certainly help you get you to the right program area to assist you, but my team cannot assist with identity theft. The other thing that there's a misconception about is that I have the ability to change the law for someone. And I want to make that clear. I don't have that ability. I'm here to ensure that FTB administers the law correctly. When it comes down to it, there's folks that just want me to wipe out their tax obligation. And I don't have that authority.
Thank you so much for going through that. There's definitely a lot of ways you can help. And I appreciate you mentioning some of the things and maybe some common asks that you get of things that you can't do, but it sounds like you can always point them in the right direction, right? If they have questions or what process they would like to go through, some things like identity theft, things you can't actually solve for them, but you know what process they'll need to go through to get that sorted. So thank you so much with that for that. How would what's the best way for taxpayers to get a hold of you guys?
That's a great question. Our phone numbers are posted on our website, but I'd be happy to give this audience the phone number now. Our phone number is 1-800-883-5910. And we operate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the weekdays. And during the filing season, the busy filing season, all of our call centers are open for an additional 2 hours. We start an hour earlier and we end the day an hour later. The other way that you can get a hold of me is we still have the antiquated fax, which is at area code 916-843-6022. You can also email at ftbadvocate@ftb.ca.gov. And there is a regular snail mail, which I do not recommend, but I will provide the address. Franchise Tax Board, Taxpayer Rights Advocates Office, mail stop F385, Post Office Box 157, Rancho Cordova, California, 95741. And I would really like to emphasize the best way is to pick up the phone and call. Otherwise, when you send something through the U.S. mail, it still needs to be processed, opened, scanned, and then routed to the correct unit. So if you need immediate help, it's best to call the phone number.
Yeah, and I'd like to add, personally, I've had to work with the Franchise Tax Board and had to reach out and make a call. And there's a great option, right, to get in line and they can call you back when it is your turn. So really, really convenient options available for people to get in contact with you.
Thank you, Ray, for mentioning the virtual hold feature. That is a really good feature. As Ray stated, if you call and the phone lines are busy, you do have the option of requesting a callback.
Yeah, and I might just, you know, just add a reminder that if you are someone that's experiencing some trouble and you need help, it's better, right, to reach out to you, try to understand the situation, right, that you're in, be provided and explore all the options where you can get assistance and some help on figuring out, right, some situations that we mentioned before instead of, right, ignoring it. And so
never ignore. It's always best to respond to the very first notice or letter that you receive. I know sometimes it's not the thing that you want to receive in your mailbox or your email box, but it's really critical that you respond right away to that first notice. Sometimes the notice is incorrect. So you want to get on top of it right away. There's also many online services that you can use to respond to a notice or letter. And it's simple to find those services. We recently created a one-stop shop for all of the online self-services. You can just simply go to our website and you can type in the search engine, online self-services. And there are so many ways that you can self-serve without having to pick up the phone. So if you are intimidated by picking up the phone and waiting on hold, you can help yourself by using one of those online services. If you don't respond to those notices right away, it just compounds. And the other issue I cannot help with is extending the statute of limitations. In California, the statute of limitations is 4 years. So you have quite a while to deal with your tax issues. I've had several heartbreaking cases where someone has come to me and all of their administrative remedies have expired. And so I've been unable to assist. So if I can emphasize anything, it's to respond to a notice or letter right away. That is your best option to prevent getting into the adverse collection cycle.
Thank you again, Angela, for going through all the ways that you can help. Wondering if there's any specific stories that maybe people out there, taxpayers and our audience listening, may be able to connect with that you have to share.
Sure. Here's an example of a taxpayer that responded right away to a notice that he had received from the Franchise Tax Board. One of our audit units, the acronym is RAR, which means Revenue Agent Report. We have a sister program with the IRS where they share their examinations and they send over the Revenue Agent Report. And then our audit team will flow that through as a California adjustment. This particular taxpayer reached out because he was unsuccessful with the auditor to explain to the auditor that the IRS assessment was incorrect and that he had documentation to prove that. So he reached out to my team, and my team evaluated the case, and we were able to determine that the Franchise Tax Board auditor just simply made a calculation error. He had sold his California home, and he met all the requirements for the IRC Section 121 exclusion, which in his case meant that he could basically subtract $250,000 of the gain. And the auditor was using the sales price instead of the correct price less the basis. And so we were able to show the auditor where they had erred, and actually where the IRS had also erred. And we had a very happy taxpayer. We were able to abate the notice of proposed assessment. He contacted us within the statute of limitations. So it made it very easy for us to assist him.
What a great story, and also a reminder, right, that if you think something maybe still incorrect, I mean, everyone, we're all human, we all make mistakes, even auditors, that there is a resource, right, to reach out and at least double check and say, hey, I would like this to be looked at again and provide the information.
Definitely. And it was a teachable moment for that auditor. The auditor really felt bad. And when we pointed out where she had made the calculation error, it was a teachable moment for her. And so going forward, she probably won't make that error again. So I think it's really important. A lot of times when taxpayers will come, it could be a teachable moment for both the taxpayer and the Franchise Tax Board. Sometimes taxpayers coming to me, I can uncover a knowledge gap in employee training or maybe some refresher training, and provide the taxpayer an education about what their responsibility is. So it's always important to reach out.
Well, it's such a great story. I'm sure that the auditor actually, when it was all said and done, really felt good, right? That the outcome was a happy story in the end for everybody.
Most definitely. Again, a teachable moment for the auditor.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And it's such great advice. I've found that, you know, agents, generally speaking, are there really to help to find, one, understand what's going on, doing some research and work with you to try to give you all the options that are possible. And that's been my personal experience, and definitely feedback that I've received from, you know, other friends and people, taxpayers out there. And so thank you so much for going through that today. Really appreciate you joining us. And to our listeners, don't forget, we have other episodes you might find helpful, including tips from the IRS and Better Business Bureau. You can always visit our website at ctech.org. There are also tools to help verify or search for California approved tax preparers out there to get assistance from. I'm Ray Davis. This is Taxpayer Beware. We'll see you on the next episode.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.